me on the Pooja and Gurdeep show. Gurdeep, you getting nervous?
No, I feel good. I don't know what you're talking about. I feel great. So
Whether I believe you, like if you are that confident in yourself, or if this is just something you like have to tell yourself so you can get through it.
Listen, I was a little surprised when you dropped the news on me that starting Monday, we are giving away $1,000 of my money every time I lose in Can't Beat Gurdeep. We've previously, in the 4 years of this game, we've given away $100 of my money.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm giving away $1,000 starting Monday. Look, I feel good. And listen, I need to look no further than the scoreboard that we have up in here. 547 wins, 60 losses only in 4 years. Like, who is this guy who only loses? That's like 15 losses a year. That's nothing.
You know that nobody asks for that scoreboard. You just like, you go and you update it every day. Like, you're the only one who looks at it.
Checks and balances. I'm a numbers guy. How are we going to know?
Okay, well, you had 60 losses. And each time it was $100. Now it's $1,000. You've got to be sweating.
No, I'm fine. I know a lot of stuff. My brain has sticky information up here. I just need to believe in myself. Pucks in deep, give 110%. I am going to go on a heater starting Monday, the likes of which you've never seen.
Oh, wow. Okay, even you don't believe that line. But I guess we'll see what happens. Make sure you're listening on Monday at 8:30 when we play Can't Beat Gurdeep. All you got to do is beat him in trivia.
Hey, make it sound easy. We got news right now, but also perfect recall. We're about to open the window there. Here's Eva.
Good morning. Pushback against Trump's tariffs continues. Prime Minister Mark Carney says he'll do what he can to protect workers and businesses connected with North America's auto sector when he speaks with U.S. President Donald Trump in the coming days. Carney is expected to meet with Canada's premiers today. March is wrapping up with a weekend storm. A special weather statement for freezing rain is in effect for Toronto and the GTA. It's expected to begin tonight and again into Saturday. Cottage Country could see 20 millimeters or more of ice accretion, while North and Northeast GTA could see 5 to 15 millimeters. A 7.7 magnitude earthquake has hit central Myanmar. The United States Geological Survey says the tremors were felt as far away as Thailand's capital, Bangkok, and the northern city of Chiang Mai. In sports, the Leafs lost to the Sharks 6-5 in a shootout. The Jays were crushed at their home opener, losing 12-2 to the Orioles. They play again tonight. Raptors host the Hornets tonight at 7:30. CHFI weather. Today cloudy, on and off rain showers for the afternoon, a high near 3. Tonight cloudy with rain, a low near 1. And tomorrow periods of rain and freezing rain with a high near 5. Right now it's 1 degree. On the eastbound 401 east of Kipling in the right shoulder, we've got a collision now. And then approaching Avenue in the Express on the right lane, there's a stalled truck. Tow trucks are on the scene. It's busy from east of Allen Express. East Gardner already busy approaching Parkside all the way through to Strawn.
Win your share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
The Perfect Recall window is open, and it's open now because it's not raining yet. It's going to be raining all afternoon and overnight and all weekend. So right now, the window is open, and all you got to do is listen to the music we play in this window. It's usually four songs. That's what it's going to be today from the 80s, 90s, 2K, and today. Remember the songs, win the cash.
Yeah, that's right. You can write them down. This is an easy game. Really easy. Just pay attention for the next 20 minutes. We're kicking off this party right now. Wilson Phillips, Hold On.
Yeah, I know that there is pain, but you hold on for one more day and you break, break, break from the chain. Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye.
HFI Perfect Recall, that is song number one. Remember, we got three more songs coming your way. Track them when we close the window. You want to be caller 16.
Simran from Mississauga wrote us asking for some help and some advice on a dating profile, getting back into the dating pool.
Back and mingling.
Yeah, and wanted some advice. And we thought, why don't we ask you, what is a dating profile don't? Something that you've come across that you know is a red flag or it turns you off.
Yeah, and we're asking you because you've been married for 11 years. You never were on the apps. I'm single, but I don't use the apps frequently, so I'm not the best person to ask for advice. So we're asking you, what are the red flags, the don'ts?
Darlene in Mississauga, what is it for you?
I'm not in any of the dating profiles because I'm married, but my friends are, my single friends.
Okay.
And one of the things that they show me are men's pictures with more than one person in the picture.
Oh, yes.
I'm sure who they are.
Yes.
And why do they do that?
I don't know. And this goes both ways. Like for the times I have been on dating profiles, you'll see like a girl's profile and there's like four people in the picture. I'm like, great. Which one are you? Like, am I dating all of you? Am I going to take you out and your friends are there too? Like,
it's a package deal.
It's a package deal. And part of me is like, interesting.
Yeah.
But the other part of me is like, no.
Or Darlene. Yeah. What if, you know, your friend's looking at this person and going, oh, the other one's cute. Right?
Yes. Well, that's the thing. Until you end up going through all the photos and hopefully there's one with just one person, you don't know who it is.
Maybe all four of them are on dating profiles and this is the equivalent of sharing your Netflix password. They're like, let's just get one account, we'll split the cost, and we'll only do group photos.
You know, it is a numbers game and this helps, I guess. Darlene, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Great text coming in from Christine in Hamilton, who says, do not date any guy that doesn't show their teeth in any pictures. Oh, dear.
No smiles?
What is that? Like, that implies he's got messed up jibs?
Yeah, or if somebody's not smiling and this is their way of inviting you to, like, want to date them, that's probably not
right,
a good
it's not
sign.
Right, not very inviting.
Yeah, not
okay.
Warm or friendly.
That's a good one. And again, that probably goes both ways.
Mm-hmm. So what is your dating profile don't that you've come across? Maybe it's something that turned you off, a red flag. Send us a text at 981-981. We continue with our Perfect Recall window. This is song number two, Virginia to Vegas, Better Man.
Six hours and I'm back where I started. LA in the rear view. My heart is barely what it used to be. Barely what it used to be. Left the house in the Oaks by the ocean. Back to Toronto. I'm hoping I can find what's left of me. That city got the best of me. Sick and tired of living my life that way. Maybe I should get to church on Sunday. Call my mom, put a smile on her face. Tell her one thing. I wanna be a better me, a better man. A better lover, better brother, better friend. Put myself back together again. Cause I still got a couple loose ends. And I got pretty lucky, made a whole bunch of money. But I don't feel any better yet. So I'm trying to do the best I can. To be a better me, a better man. To a bachelor apartment, trying to keep my mind fed, but it's hard when everybody seems to be settling down with the families. Sick and tired of living my life that way. Maybe I should get to church on Sunday. Call my mom, put a smile on her face. Tell her one thing. I wanna be a better me, a better man, a better lover, a better brother.
the better friend. Put myself back together again, cause I still got a couple loose ends. And I got pretty lucky, made a whole bunch of money, but I don't feel any better yet. So I'm trying to do the best I can to be a better me, a better man. Hours and I'm back where I started. LA in the rear view. My heart is barely what it used to be. Barely what it used to be. I wanna be a better me, better man, a better lover, better brother, better friend. Put myself back together again, cause I still got a couple of cents. And I got pretty lucky, made a whole bunch of money, but I don't feel any better yet. So I'm trying to do the best I can to be a better me, a better man.
Virginia to Vegas, Better Man. Make sure you're writing down the songs in this perfect recall window. Every song that you can recall is worth cash. Your share of $50,000.
Friend of the show, Simran from Mississauga, texted us saying she's going to be getting back into the dating world. She wants to fire up a dating profile. She asked us for some advice. We're probably not the best two people to ask for advice. So we're asking you, let's reverse engineer this. Let's figure out the dating don'ts, the red flags for dating profiles.
Yep.
You got to figure out what not to do to figure out what to do.
Because it's a turnoff, sometimes a red flag. And you got a lot of texts, a lot to say about it. We start with Raj in Brampton, who says, looking for someone who doesn't mind that my mom and I share a Netflix account and a house in Brampton.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, Raj, okay. Probably not great to put that on your profile.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're at home, you're sharing a Netflix account, you're at home with your... Although, listen, people living at home with their parents, given the economy, I mean, that's a...
That actually...
That's like a reality till you're 40 now, isn't it?
Yes, and this could be a green flag. It's that, you know, you're good with your money, you know the value of a dollar.
And you're close to your family.
Yes.
Yeah, that one could also go both ways. Andrea in Bowmanville texting in, when you see people take hard stances on things like pineapple doesn't belong on pizza, fight me. Andrea in Bowmanville.
Yeah, maybe you don't want to be dating that person. Jacqueline in Burlington writing, I came across a profile where they wrote, not on here much, just looking for friends. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, that doesn't really work. You're just not looking, going on a dating profile to be friends.
And honestly, I have seen girls who say that. And I'm like, I don't understand. Is that just, like, I don't understand what they're doing. Like, are you genuinely looking for a friend, or is this your way of like lowering expectations? So you go on a first date with someone, if you're not feeling it, you can be like, oh, I was just looking for friends. I don't know. That's a weird play.
That needs its own app.
Yeah. I actually just thought of one for me, because this happened to me once, where I went on a date with someone I met on an app. They did not look at all like they did in their picture, because their pictures were like a dozen years old. I think if your pics are more than 10 years old, you can't do that. You got to refresh the pics. Keep them recent.
And maybe stay away from all those Snapchat filters where like you're a dog and like you've got like whiskers and all that stuff. Because we don't really know what you look like.
If you mix in one, that's fine. But if you have 8 pictures and they're all filtered, that is a massive red flag.
Yeah.
You show up and your date is actually just a cat.
She's like, I don't know what to tell you. It was right there on my profile.
Like, well, all right.
Okay, then. One last one here. Telling me that you're looking for your next wife. How about we start with coffee?
Wow.
Oh, that's a great text.
Listen, again, that also goes... It's actually really interesting hearing from females, because I've never seen dudes on dating profiles. I only see, obviously, like, females. But this is also a thing, too. Like, they'll be straight up, which I appreciate, where they're like, not here to mess around, looking to get married within 6 months. Aggressive, but I'm like, okay, you're setting the expectation. Right off the hop.
Yeah, and don't forget to bring the ring.
Yeah, first date.
Check out my Pinterest.
First date, it's Russell Oliver. We're going jewelry shopping.
Oh, dear. Thank you so much for all of your dating profile don'ts. You can keep them coming at 981-981. We continue with our recall. This is song number 3, Gurdeep.
This is song number 3. It's Cher, Believe. Recall. That was song three. We got one more song coming your way. And this is probably a good time to remind you that we have weekend bonus songs as well. So if you track those between 12 and 6 on Saturday and Sunday, you stand to win a whole lot of Monday. A whole lot of money on Monday.
It will be a whole lot of Monday with a whole lot of money.
Nobody wants a whole lot of Monday.
Well, unless you're like $1,000 richer, which is what you can win, because if you're getting the 6 songs from the weekend plus the 4 as we open the window, yeah, that's a great way to start your week.
I mean, you're listening to CHFI anyways. You might as well write down the songs because you could be caller 16 on Monday.
There you go. All right. And we are, by the way, closing the window soon. There is one more song to go, but first a check on the roads.
With CHFI traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscados. If you are using the eastbound side of the 401 east of the 427, those problems have cleared. It's still slow from the 427 right through to the 400 Express and Collectors. West Gardner, west of Park Lawn, we've got the right shoulder blocked with a stalled car. And it looks like the South 410 out of Brampton still busy from Williams all the way through to Queen. Get that Honda feeling, performance, and power. Lease the 2025 CRV Sport from 1.99% up to 36 months. Visit HondaOntario.com.
Winning your share of $50,000 has never been easier.
So easy to win with CHFI Perfect Recall.
Thanks for the easy money, CHFI.
That was an easy $400.
You really made that easy, CHFI.
Just listen to win with CHFI Perfect Recall.
The more songs you remember, the more money you win.
Listen all weekend at noon, 2 and 5 p.m.
Collect as many bonus songs as you can.
Then play CHFI Perfect Recall with Pooja and Gurdeep Monday morning at 7 a.m.
For your chance to win even more money, get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Full details at CHFI.com.
Psst, Paul, you up?
Yeah.
Why, Paul?
Oh, I can't stop thinking about how much money I spent on this new mattress. I keep worrying it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't, Paul. You should have got the new mattress from IKEA like me. So affordable, so comfy, cozy, so much support for my aching back.
Then why can't you sleep?
Because I love to talk to my friend Paul.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
To the rack if you come from away.
Come From Away is the global sensation the Toronto Star calls joyous, uplifting, and life-affirming. And now it's been extended one final time and must leave Toronto on May 4th. Experience the homegrown hit that will restore your faith in humanity and make you proud to be a Canadian. See Come From Away one last time. Final performance May 4th. Book at Mervish.com.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
Now at Joe Fresh, save 25% on family rain gear until April 2nd. Stock up now to stay dry this spring. Plus, discover your spring essentials with a collection of new women's tops for $25 or less. Shop now. Don't miss out. Exclusions apply. See in-store or joefresh.com for details.
Funerals aren't your thing? Simple Choice Cremation is your answer for a caring, worry-free cremation. No frills, no fuss, no worries. SimpleChoiceCremationToronto.ca.
In an economic crisis, you want Mark Carney on your side. As governor of the Bank of Canada, he steered us through the 2008 global financial crisis. He led the Bank of England through the Brexit crisis. And now he's ready to stand strong against Donald Trump's tariffs. Canadians are ready for change, and Mark Carney has the plan that will cut taxes for the middle class, create new jobs, and build the fastest growing economy in the G7. With Mark Carney, we keep Canada strong.
Authorized by the Registered Agent for the Liberal Party of Canada.
Hello, this is Tala Abu Dabusa, a reporter from Omni Television Arabic Edition, wishing you all Ramadan Mubarak. Kul aam wa antum bi alfi khair. Ramadan Mubarak.
Play CHFI Perfect Recall.
Have you been keeping track of the songs we're playing? Call 416-872-CHFI now and tell us the songs in this Perfect Recall.
Be caller 16 to win instant cash for each song, including this one.
Change your clothes. Yeah, you be a mess.
like a girl, change his clothes. Cause you're hot.
Katy Perry, Hot and Cold, closes out our CHFI Perfect Recall window. Were you keeping track of the songs we were playing? We played four songs for you. How many are you going to recall and how much money are you going to win? Are you going to be caller 16? We're going to find out after Mariah Carey.
Win your share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI, Perfect Recall.
We are heading on the 401 west of Milton. Joelle Brimacombe is caller 16. Joelle, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. You're caller 16 on a Friday. Going to win some free money. Let's get right into it, Joelle. What was song number one of our Perfect Recall?
It was Wilson Phillips, Hold On.
Joelle, what was song two?
Virginia to Vegas, Better Man.
Nice. What was song number three?
Cher, Believe.
Close it out for us, Joelle. What was song four?
And Hot and Cold by Katy Perry.
Yes. That's how you do it. $400 for you, Joelle. Congratulations.
Amazing.
Thanks so much for listening to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Thank you.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Your next winning hour is coming up at 8 this morning.
98.1 CHFI.
It is 7:30 minus 2 right now. Happy Friday. Let's get your news with Eva.
Good morning. Prime Minister Mark Carney is preparing for his first ever phone call with U.S. President Trump. It's expected to happen in the coming days. Carney says he appreciates the opportunity to discuss how to protect our workers and build our economies. The talk will come days after Trump signed an executive order to impose 25% tariffs on all auto imports. Toronto City Council has approved a 24% pay increase for councillors, bringing the base salary up to around $170,000 annually. The final vote saw 15 councillors in favor of the raise and 8 voted against it. Mayor Olivia Chow was absent for the vote. A powerful earthquake has hit Southeast Asia. The 7.7 magnitude quake struck central Myanmar early this morning and was felt as far away as Thailand, where casualties have been reported. Thai authorities say a number of people are trapped after a high-rise building collapsed in Thailand's capital, Bangkok. In sports, the Leafs lost to the Sharks 6-5 in a shootout. The Jays were crushed at their home opener, losing 12-2 to the Orioles. They play again tonight. Raptors host the Hornets tonight at 7:30. CHFI weather. Today, cloudy, on and off rain showers for the afternoon, a high near 3. Tonight, cloudy with rain, a low near 1. And tomorrow, periods of rain and freezing rain with a high near 5. Right now, it's 1 degree. Westbound Gardner, west of Park Lawn, right shoulder closed. That's all because of a stalled vehicle. East Gardner, busy Parkside to Strawn, and typical volume on the East 401 from the 427 to the 400. Overall, the commute lighter than usual this morning.
Okay, so the weather looks not great at all this weekend. Lots of rain, possibly freezing rain. Breakfast Television's Frankie Flowers joins us next to break down everything that's in store over the next few days. Coming up after Post Malone and Morgan Wallen. There we go.
Hey there, and good morning.
Frankie Flowers, good morning.
Good morning from, I'm in Delft in the Netherlands.
I'm sorry, come again. Where are you and what are you doing?
Outside of the city of Rotterdam in a city called Delft in the Netherlands.
What are you doing there, Frankie?
Hanging out with some other people that are right into tulips, so a bunch of Frankie Flowers fans, and we're going to see Kuchenhof, which is a huge, huge tulip planting of over 7 million blooms.
Frankie, you can't just make up words on the Buja and Gradeep show.
I make up other words, but these are real words, real places.
Frankie, let me get this straight. You have an entourage of Frankie Flowers fans?
Yeah, it's tulip time with Frankie Flowers. That's what the river cruise is that I'm on.
Do you always travel like this?
This is how I grow, man.
Yeah. I love it.
And when you go to a restaurant,
it's a blooming good time.
When you go to a restaurant, do you say, "Oh, I'm Frankie Flowers, and 20 of my fans are with me"?
No, I don't do that. I try to keep it really understated. I just say they're my family.
Oh, nice.
Are they all wearing "I love Frankie Flowers" t-shirts? We need to know.
They actually all have a pin, a yellow pin.
Yes.
That says "Tulip Time with Frankie Flowers." I'm serious.
This is amazing. Can you please bring us back some of these pins? We need them.
I will. Oh yeah,
we're
I'll
fans.
Do it.
We're fans.
You're coming next time with me.
I'm there. Listen, cruise in the Netherlands. I'm in. Frankie, I know you are an astute professional, so I know you're tracking the weather back here at home as well. It's not looking so good for this weekend. We're hearing about lots of rain, potential ice storm. What are we in for this weekend?
Yeah, so I'm watching the weather even more than normal because I'm supposed to fly home on Sunday to be back on Breakfast Television Monday. So, this afternoon we have some rain rolling in through the weekend, possible and potential of two rounds of freezing rain, some on Saturday, some on Sunday. But where the temperature is just fluctuating, it's hit or miss. If it actually stays around that freezing mark, we are going to be icy, about 3 to 5 millimeters of accretion. But if we stay a little bit warmer, we're just going to be wet. And I'm hoping for us just to be wet.
Okay. So if you don't make it back to work on Monday, we're going to blame it on...
Blame it on the freezing rain.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, I thought you were going to take it another direction and be like, blame it on the accretions.
You're a little younger than me. I went the older way.
Frankie Flowers, safe travels. Have the most fun, and we'll see you when you're back, all right?
Okay, I'll get you some good cheese here.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's what I want from Amsterdam. Cheese. Thanks, Frankie.
Bye, Frankie.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while the zips attract. It's physical. Only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
at 8 o'clock, we are opening up the CHFI Perfect Recall window. Your chance to win your share of $50,000 just by listening to the music we play. Also, if you listen on the weekend, we have bonus songs, and that means come Monday, you have a chance to win $1,000.
With CHFI Traffic, I'm Eva Frajescatos. If you're on the East 401, slow 427 to Weston Express and Collectors, East Gardner, slow Parkside to Strawn because of construction, West 401, slow 404 to Leslie Express, and if you're on the South 410, south of Beauvoir to Queen, it's slow. Visit Mr. Lou Plus Tires today and get free wiper blades with your oil change. No appointment needed. Download coupon at MrLube.com.
Starting your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On 98.1 CHFI.
Toronto's perfect music mix.
Taking me higher than I've ever been before. I'm holding it back, just one shot, I'll give me more. You're just a hideaway, you're just a feeling. You let my heart escape beyond the meaning. Don't even I can find a way to stop the storm. Oh, baby, it's out of my control what's going on. But you're just a chance that's it to keep on dreaming. You're just another day that keeps me breathing. Baby, I love the way that there's nothing short. Baby, so stop me. Hide away with me some more.
Kaiza, 7:46 right now, -2 in a very sketchy weather weekend on tap.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On 98.1 CHFI.
I almost didn't make it into work this morning.
What?
Yeah, because my phone died. I thought it was plugged in, but it wasn't like fully. You know when you plug your phone
I've
in, but it's
that.
Not fully plugged in?
Yeah.
So my phone died, and I had my internal clock woke me up, which should tell you something about me just getting used to waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning,
So your internal alarm just woke you up, and did you when you woke up, were you like, oh my God, what time is it?
Well, and I was a little bit later than I normally wake up, but I was like, what? You know, you have that moment where you like you look to your left, you look to your right, and it's darkness, and you're like, where am I? What day is it? What's my name?
You're like, Paul's snoring. You're like, okay.
Who are you? When did we get married?
Well, you made it here. I wouldn't even have known. You got here on time.
Yeah.
All good. You know what? That's not even like the worst phone dying, messing up your flow story.
Being late for work or almost missing work? You
no,
got something worse than
I got something worse than that. So you think that's bad? I was in, this was like several years ago. I went to Colombia with a bunch of buddies, mm-hmm. as one does. And so the one thing I didn't know about Colombia, because like I've been to Mexico many times and like, people speak Spanish, but also English. There's a lot of English spoken. In Medellin, where we were, there was like zero English spoken. So
really?
You had to try and speak some Spanish. My Spanish is very rough.
Can we hear some?
It's as bad as my Punjabi. un poquito.
Oh,
I only speak a little bit.
That's actually pretty good.
Really? It's not going to get me very far.
Do you get into like the Justin Bieber song right after? Poquito, poquito. something, something, something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my goodness. So I was at, we were at a bar. We were at like a bar/nightclub and Google Translate, right? So I met this lovely, like 10 years ago, I met this like lovely female and she didn't speak any English. I didn't speak any Spanish, but we were somehow vibing and I had my phone.
Just with your eyes.
With our eyes and Google Translate. And so I'm typing in, we're kind of getting to know each other. So I would type something in on my phone in English. It would spit it out in Spanish. I'd hand her my phone. She'd read it in Spanish. She'd like giggle because I'm trying to be funny. And then she would type something in Spanish. It would spit it out in English.
This
she'd hand it back to
so
me.
Cute. This is rom-com cute.
Right? This is what I was thinking. I'm like, this is rom-com. We're going to hit it off. Like, I'm going to learn some Spanish. She's going to learn some English. She's going to move here. We're going to fall in love. We're going to get married. This is where I'm going to go.
We're going to have beautiful babies.
Yeah. Like, she was quite the looker. And at some point, I saw my phone was redlining.
Oh,
I'm
no.
like, okay, this is fine. Like, turn down the brightness, which you're already in a nightclub, so that's not good.
Yep.
And then it happens. My phone dies.
So then what?
She like, so it died while it was in her hands. So it was her turn. She was messaging something, and I saw like the smile on her face go from that to like blank expression. And then she just holds up the phone, and she shows it to me, and it's dead. And there's this moment of like, now what? She doesn't speak English. I don't speak Spanish. She just kind of smiles politely, hands me back my phone, and she's gone.
No!
That was it.
I thought there was like a vibe and the eyes and there was this other language, unspoken language of love.
Unless you can.
Did she not have a phone?
Why didn't I think to suggest that? I didn't see her phone all night.
You wouldn't have been able to say it if you suggested. You would have had to like go through her purse and pick up her phone.
I would have just been like, I would have held up my phone, like your phone, yours.
Use your phone. Yeah. Why wasn't she using your phone?
Do you think she's still there?
We want to know what's the most inconvenient time your phone has died. Give us a call, 416-872-CHFI.
You could win free cash.
Yes!
Win cash.
For Perfect Recall.
Oh, my God. You're not kidding me?
Just listen to CHFI's Perfect Music Mix, where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
The Princess Margaret Home Lottery changes lives. Maybe it will change yours.
Imagine winning the Muskoka Lakefront Cottage Early Bird Prize and 50 grand. That'll change your life.
But it's not just about the Early Bird Prize, the two multi-million dollar grand prize show homes, or 17,000 other prizes. Every ticket helps fund Canadian cancer research and treatments at the Princess Margaret.
Buy your tickets before midnight tonight at PrincessMargaretLotto.com. Play responsibly. License number 1426743.
One chance, one perfect find. Curated styles from your favorite brands. Once it's gone, it's gone. Final rack sale starts March 20th and ends April 2nd. In-store and online. Sporting Life, where sport meets style.
If a good time sounds like... or golden hour tastes like... and getting back to yourself feels like... you've got a sense of New Brunswick.
Morning, Jim. Looks like last night's windstorm took out the shed.
Sure it wasn't Tuesday's storm, Earl?
Well, now that you mention it, might have been Sunday's.
There have been more than a few.
Ain't that the truth?
Severe weather in Ontario is becoming an everyday part of life, and we all pay the price. In fact, last year was one of the worst ever. Canada's insurance industry is working hard to help you adapt, recover, and protect the things we love. Learn more at ibc.ca/tomorrow.
86 deliveries made.
11 friends' houses moved. Oh.
9 renos completed, and the next one on its way.
Measure your Tundra's capability in memories, not just mileage. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2025 Tundra 4x4 Crewmax SR from $150 weekly for 36 months at 4.79% with $5,800 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
This Sunday, Canada celebrates the 54th Annual Juno Awards, hosted by Michael Bublé. Don't miss an incredible lineup of performers, including the historic final performance by Sum 41. The 2025 Juno Awards, this Sunday at 8 Eastern, watch free on CBC Gem.
Here's the thing. In these uncertain times, Ontario businesses need certain relief. The WSIB is giving $2 billion in rebates back to Ontario businesses. Find yours by logging into your account at wsib.ca/online services.
If there's anything we Canadians are proud of, is we support each other. And Access Storage knows this because we're truly Canadian, and your support has made us Canada's leader in storage solutions. Proudly serving our communities for more than 25 years. Thank you. And if you haven't tried us yet and need extra space, try 4 weeks free now. So drop that hockey stick, finish that poutine, throw on that toque and celebrate the True North strong in 4 weeks free. Details at accessstorage.ca. Shop Canadian, store Canadian.
Melissa Etheridge. Joss Stone. April 23rd, OLG stage at Falls View Casino. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster. Don't miss Melissa Etheridge and Joss Stone.
At Desjardins, we speak business. We speak equipment modernization. We're fluent in data digitization and expansion into foreign markets. And we can talk all day about streamlining manufacturing processes. Because at Desjardins Business, we speak the same language you do. Business. So join the more than 400,000 Canadian entrepreneurs who already count on us and contact Desjardins today. We'd love to talk business.
In an economic crisis, you want Mark Carney on your side. As governor of the Bank of Canada, he steered us through the 2008 global financial crisis. He led the Bank of England through the Brexit crisis. And now he's ready to stand strong against Donald Trump's tariffs. Canadians are ready for change, and Mark Carney has the plan that will put more money in your pocket, create new jobs, and build the fastest-growing economy in the G7. With Mark Carney, we keep Canada strong.
Authorized by the Registered Agent for the Liberal Party of Canada.
0.1 CHFI, it's the Pooja and Gurdeep show. We're about half an hour away from Can't Beat Gurdeep. And I got to say, like, I know you're pretty confident in the game, but you must be uber confident. You must be like to the point where it's like bordering on cocky if you're willing to do what we're doing starting on Monday.
If you look up the phrase in the phrase dictionary, I don't know if that's the thing, put your money where your mouth is, you'll see a picture of me, stack of cash by my mouth, because... Normally, I give you $100 of my money if you dare to get more right than me in my game. Today is the last day we're going to be doing $100. Starting Monday, I am willing to put up $1,000 of my money You think you can beat me in Camp Eagerty.
You got to be a little bit scared. Like, your face doesn't look scared right now, but I feel like deep down inside, you got to be a little bit scared.
Listen, the key to Camp Eagerty, it's 2% skill, 1% knowledge, 97% intimidation.
It's true. A lot of people who play are under pressure, and they say that that adds to the game. And now with $1,000 being the jackpot, that's a lot of pressure on both sides. When it comes to trivia, if you're good at it, you want to be playing against Gurdeep come Monday because you can win $1,000.
You always say, oh, it's all about the bragging rights. Well, starting Monday, it ain't about the bragging. It's a little bit about the bragging rights, but $1,000, that's actually a pretty handsome chunk of change.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully you can do it.
Hopefully not. Perfect Recall is also coming up right now. Listen to the music and win the money. It is 8 o'clock. Here's Eva.
Good morning. We're in day 6 of the federal election campaign, and Liberal leader Mark Carney will be off the campaign trail as he prepares for a tariff discussion with U.S. President Trump expected in the coming days. Carney, in his role as prime minister, will meet with Canada's premiers today to talk tariffs. Trump plans to slap 25% levies on all auto imports next Thursday. A spring storm for the final weekend of March. A special weather statement is out for Toronto and the GTA, with rain beginning around 4 this afternoon. Areas north and east could see up to 15 millimeters of ice accretion over the weekend. OPP are warning drivers it'll be slippery and power outages are expected. Canadian rock legends Sum 41 and Anne Murray will be honored at the Juno Awards this weekend. The show will be hosted by Michael Bublé. It airs Sunday night at 8 on CBC. In sports, the Leafs lost to the Sharks 6-5 in a shootout. The Jays were crushed at their home opener, losing 12-2 to the Orioles. They play again tonight. Raptors host the Hornets tonight at 7:30. CHFI weather. Today, cloudy, on and off rain showers for the afternoon, a high near 3. Tonight, cloudy with rain, a low near 1. And tomorrow, periods of rain and freezing rain with a high near 5. Right now, it's 1 degree. East 401 east of Mississauga Road and the Collector's right shoulder still blocked with a stalled vehicle. Southbound Leslie Ram to the West 401 right shoulder blocked with a stalled vehicle. Typical volume delays on both those routes. Eastbound on the Gardner Busy Park side all the way through to Strawn and West Gardner west of Park Lawn right shoulder still blocked with a stalled car.
Win your share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
The easiest money you're going to win on a Friday before a weekend. Easy money with an easy game. All